Some of those potential deportees call Wisconsin home, but they were caught up in sweeps carried out by Immigration Customs Enforcement or ICE agents. The review that's been ordered will separate out those who do not have violent criminal records and give some of them another chance to legalize their residence status. Christine Ortiz Newman of the group Voces de la Frontera calls the decision good news. She credits the outcry from Latino communities across the country with pressuring the president to do what she says is the right thing.
It is addressing criticism that's been made of the Obama administration about the kind of enforcement that's been going on, which has been resulting in the criminalization and deportation of the immigrant community. And it's really making important distinctions between people who are criminal and people who are not. And it's providing some relief.
Ortiz Newman says one Milwaukee man who could qualify to remain in the country is Omar Daima Ortega. He's lived in the U.S. for 10 years and is a deacon at his church. Authorities discovered he had no immigration documents when he filed for workman's compensation after being injured on his job. She says it's also possible that two of the men arrested last month in Milwaukee during a raid on gang members could get a reprieve. She says the two had no prior criminal record. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.